الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر قل إنما هو إله واحد وإنني بريء مما تشركون وقال أيضا تعالى فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله وقال أيضا تعالى قل إنما أنا منذر وما من إله إلا الله الواحد القهار وقال أيضا تعالى وقال الكافرون هذا ساحر كذاب وقال أيضا أئنا لتاركو آلهتنا لشاعر مجنون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيبي إله العالمين محمد بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم عطوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Respected elders, brothers, sisters and the receivers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the bounties which He has showered on us. They are so many, enormous. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And one of the greatest bounty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is Iman. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever says the kalima at the time of death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the bounty of Jannah. And when a person leaves this world, the only thing which accompanies him is Iman and the good a'mals which he has done in this world. Apart from these two, everything will stay behind. Our families will stay behind. Our wealth will stay behind. Our professions will stay behind. Our children and uncles and aunties and cousins and relatives and nieces and nephews and friends, all of them, they will stay behind. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, when a person dies, only one thing goes with him. Those who have accompanied the buyer, two of them, they return back. His wealth returns back, and his relatives, his friends, they all return back. The only thing which accompanies iman. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, we sent all the prophets before you. He's telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we sent all the prophets before you. They brought the wahi of La ilaha illa ana fa'abudu. There is no one except one Allah. So in order to know our Creator, we need to ponder on the verses and the ayats of the Quran. We need to sit in the majlis. If there is a tafsir majlis, a hadith majlis, or a talk somewhere regarding Islam, we need to sit in it. And we have to do the tajdeed of our iman, to renew our iman daily. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, iman increases and decreases. When a person, he commits a sin, he commits zina, the iman does not stay in him. It goes away and then it comes back. So iman increases and decreases. Like you need to give your car for service annually. And if you are careless about it, then there might be a breakdown. So in the same way, when iman, we don't do the tajdeed, we don't renew the iman, it decreases. Because every time we commit a sin, there is a spot on our heart. And a person, he does tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes it. But if he doesn't repent from his sin which he has committed, it stays there. And sometimes you see there are some chemical spots, very difficult to take them out. If you take them out straight away, they will be removed. But sometimes, if you leave it for a couple of days, then it is very difficult to remove the spot. In the same way, when a person, he commits sins, and the whole heart, it becomes black, then he will have to repent. Repent with Mais bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu did. He confesses his sin in front of the Prophet. Allah, I've committed zina. The first time Allah's Prophet sends him back. He comes back again, he says, I have committed zina. Second time Allah's Prophet ignores him. Third time he comes, he sent back. The fourth time when he comes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, what have you done? He said, I have committed zina. Look at the state of iman. This was because he was sitting in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So iman was renewed every day. Today we don't have the feeling what guna I have made. We stare at somebody which is not allowed, but we don't have the feeling that it's a guna. A woman is passing, we look at the woman, we have no feeling that it's a sin. Sometimes we talk in a mahfil, we sit down and we say some things which hurt someone, or we taunt someone. We don't have the feeling of, because the iman is weak. But when the iman is strong and we practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then straight away when we are sitting in a mahfil or somebody is talking about something and we start realizing, and the U-turn comes straight away. It doesn't take so long to make a U-turn. A person is on a bad path. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to return him on the right path, it doesn't take time. But a person will have to make an effort. لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. Allah does not let our effort go in vain. Allah rewards us. But you have to make. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. When you strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will show you the way. Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, Allah will hold your hands and make you walk on the right path. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. But we'll have to make an effort. So this particular sahabi, Ma'iz bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, his iman was so strong. He confesses his sin. Amongst us, can anybody confess his sin like if he has done an adultery? Hamare andar koi aisa hai, nauzu billah, jisne zina kiya ho. Aur masjid mein aake kahe ke, imam sahab, mujhse zina ho gaya, main toba karna chahta hu. Nahi. Kyunki iman level is very weak. Aur karna bhi nahi chahiye. Wo to sahabi the, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka zamana tha. Because if Allah is covering our sins, we should try to cover our sins as well. But we should repent at the same time. Now the fourth time he asked the other sahabas, can you smell his mouth? Maybe he's drunk. He's not in his senses. Because alcohol was not prohibited at that time. It took stages to prohibit the alcohol. Alcohol was allowed at that time. They used to drink. But then some incidents happened. Imam was saying, Kulya yal kafirun, la a'budu ma ta'budun. And he read, Kulya yal kafirun, a'budu ma ta'budun. Because he was not in his senses. He was intoxicated because of the alcohol. So he made a mistake. The meaning changed. O Prophet, tell the kafir, La abudu ma ta'abudun. I don't worship what you worship. Wala antum abiduna ma abudun. You will not worship what I am worshipping. I am worshipping one ilah. So now he removed the la. La in Arabic means no. I don't worship. He removed the la and he said abudu. So when you read salah, if you say kulya yal kafirun, abudu. Mata abudun, if somebody does not correct it, you don't correct it, your namaz is not valid. The meaning changed. A'abudu mata abudun. I worship what you worship. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was not worshipping Lat, Manat or Uzza, the idols. A'abudu mata abudun. So when he made this mistake, Allah revealed the verse, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la taqrabu as-salah wa antum sukar. Hatta ta'alamu ma taqulun. O people of Iman, do not come near Salah. La taqrabu Salah. Wa antum sukara. And you are intoxicated. Now some modern people, they say, see Allah says, don't come to Salah, so we can drink outside Salah. They take the meaning, because they don't know the history, the science of how the revelation was revealed. So Allah prohibited, that was first phase. Then, this was the second phase. The first one was, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِسْمٌ. People are asking about alcohol. They used to ask the Sahaba, what about alcohol, O Prophet? He says, there is a sin inside. There is less benefit, more harm. كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. اسمها كبير ومنافع للناس. That was the first stage. Then the second stage came, لا تقربوا الصلاة. So now still the alcohol is allowed. But outside the salah, maybe after Isha you drink. So by the time it's morning, your nasha will go. Dekho, mashallah, hans rahe. Bhai, ab nahi hai. Ab nahi hai. Now the third phase, they were drunk and it was the custom of the Arabs in tribal. They had parties. Aajkal bhi bahut bari bari party hoti hai. I've been to some of them. पूरा पूरा कैमल जो है वो रोस्ट करते हैं. हम क्या बारबेक्यू खाते हैं, छोटे छोटे मुर्गी के लेग्स, वो पूरा कैमल डालते हैं. दे आर द मास्टर्स ऑफ बारबेक्यू. अब बारबेक्यू हो गया, पार्टी हो रही है, सबने गोश्त खाए. एंड आफ्टर दैट दे यूज्ड टू से पोएट्री. नाउ इन द पोएट्री दे यूज्ड टू टॉन्ट द ऑपोजिट ट्राइब. द टू ट्राइब्स, three tribes, so one of the men from the one tribe, number one, they say poetry and he's taunting the other. Ki hum behtar hai, tum aise ho, you are like this, we are like this. That was one of the biggest disease in that time and today also. Ana khairum min. Pride. Aaj bhi ye bimari aam phaili hui hai. My card is the best. The same thing, what the shaitan said, ana khairum min. Khalaqtani min nar, wa khalaqtahu min teen. When Allah said to do sajda in front of Adam when he was created, he said, no, ana khairum min. I am better than him. Why? Khalaqtani min nar, wa khalaqtahu min teen. Now shaitan, he was not shaitan. He was an abid. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, the shaitan had three ends, but he did not have the fourth one. If he would have the fourth end, then he wouldn't become Nafarman. For thousands of years he worshipped in Jannah. So he was an abid. Abid. He was an alim as well. He says, khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min tin. So he had the knowledge. So the first end he was an abid, the second end he was an alim, and he was an arif as well, and he knew things. He had that marifat. That is why he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that give me some time. When he was thrown out of the Jannah, he said, give me some time. He said, what will you do in that time? Until when? Until the day of judgment. What will you do? You are thrown out of the Jannah. He said, لَا أَتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَأَنَ إِيمَانِهِمْ وَأَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. I will attack this human because of the Adam, son of Adam, I had to come out from the Jannah. I will attack him from the left, from the right, from the front, from the back. So the Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, he was arif as well. But he didn't have one end. He did not have. He was not ashik. He was not ashik. Ashik means he was not full of love with Allah, the Creator. Because if he would have been the ashik, then whatever the mashuk will ask, the person will be, a boy has got love with a girl. Now the girl, whatever demands, the boy will fulfill. Why? He's in love with the girl. So if he would have been loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would not go against his command. So now they started saying the poetry, and one of the men from the other tribe, he said something about the opposite tribe. So he took the bone. He took the bone and he stabbed it. Now innamal khamru wal maisiru wal ansabu rijsu min amali syaitan fajtanibuh la'allakum tuflihun. Total haram. Total haram. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, smell his mouth. Maybe he's drunk. One of the sahabi smelled the mouth. He said, Prophet, no, he's in senses. He's not drunk. He said, now tell me what happened. He said, I didn't commit zina. He said, take him and stone him to death. Because the iman was so strong. If I will be punished in this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me in the akhirah. So he was stoned to death. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came out and he says that he has repented in such a way that if it is repent, will be distributed amongst the inhabitants of a big city, Medina. Medina too means city. Allah will forgive all the sins of the people. Why? The level of iman was very strong. The level of iman will be strong when you sit, when you participated in this type of majalis. And if you know who the creator is, who is Allah, and to know the creator, we have to just ponder in ourselves. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ, Allah says. Look at your own body, what type of eyes you got. Can anybody replace your eyes? Okay, he can give you a glass. But can somebody replace the eye? It's such a ni'mat. We don't value this ni'mat. And we keep our eyes engaged the whole day in watching Namahram. Outside, look at the women. Inside, look at the drama. Women again. Look at the news, still there is a break, there is an advertise, there is a woman there. Go in the supermarket, on every product there is a woman. Go in the bus stop, everywhere there is a photo of a woman. Go in the underground, there is a photo of the woman. You buy newspaper, nude women. Magazines, nude women. Say, man is committing the zina of the eye wherever he is. Indoors, outdoors. He's committing zina all the time. And it's such an important command of Allah that He is addressing twice in the Quran. One command for the women, one command for the men. When he's talking about salah, he did not say separately to the woman, read salah. Then to the man, read salah. No, he did not say that. Zakah, he did not say that. One command covers both of them. Why? Because it is the arrow of the shaitan, the spear of the shaitan. He says, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. And immediately after commanding the man, he says, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْدُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُمْ. The same command twice. In sequence order, in Surah Nur, to show the importance of the gaze. Lower your gaze. If you lower your gaze, then remember, 50% of your sins are protected. Because that is the first organ which starts zina. Then the second one, this one. You saw a woman, now you want to talk to her. Now you start with your mouth. Then the hands will start shaking hands. So now the actual physical body is going. Then the hug will come. Then slowly the kiss will come. And then what will happen? Ending committing a big sin. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, my eyes has repented in such a way, the inhabitants of the whole city can be forgiven if that repentance is distributed to all. So Allah is saying, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. Ponder on your whole body, the eyes, then the tongue. Stay away from gibber, from accusing somebody, swearing somebody, involving the tongue in things which are not lawful in Islam. Keep the tongue moving all the time, rakbul lisan, wet in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the hands, then the legs. Ponder on your body. You got a heart, if it stops working, you die. You're taking oxygen, if it stops, you die. Kidney doesn't function, you die. The blood gets contaminated, infected, you die. Allah is saying, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created so many things in order to look after us. Ponder on that. Then you will find out who Allah is. Somebody asked Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, how did you come to the conclusion that there is a creator? Like some kafiri ask you a question, O Sufyan, tell me, how do you believe in God? What is the proof? How do you find out? You will say, the Prophet said to me, the Quran says, but yeah, but logically, is there any logic behind it? Can you prove it? So somebody, an atheist came in the palace of the king in Baghdad. And he says, I am an atheist, I don't believe in the existence of Allah. O king, can you bring your biggest scholar in your Islamic country who can prove me that there is a creator? But today people are asking questions, where is Allah? Israel is bombing the people of Gaza. Where is Allah? And to make a joke of the Muslims, they're writing on the missiles, where is your God? Where is Allah? They're writing on the missile and then they're hitting the missile. So the king sent a messenger to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, can you come quickly in the palace? There is someone here who is refusing the existence of Allah. So you have to debate. He was a big scholar. Now today people, they criticize Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. They sack this people of group. They say Abu Hanifa, he didn't know any hadith. Na'udhu billah. Sola ya satra hadith sif yaad thi. Abu Hanifa ko 16-17 hadith kaise yaad hogi? Itni thodi. Jab Imam Yusuf ko itni hadith yaad hai. Mufti Ibrahim sahab baithe hue hai, unko kitni hai? Puri Bukhari ki hadith hai yaad hogi. Abu Hanifa ko sirf 16 hadith hai yaad thi. Badbakht kaise hi baatein karte hai. This is a group which is existing today. And they're propagating. They're washing the brains of the youngsters. So Imam Hanifa says, okay, I'm coming. The messenger wept. He gave the reply that he's coming. Now this message was sent at 8 o'clock in the evening. Because in the olden days, the palaces, they took place in the night. Badshah raat ko baithta tha, aur sare wazir aate the, phir mashwera hota tha. Woh zamane mein aise hota tha. जैसे आज पार्लियामेंट दिन में होती है, तो वो जमाने के अंदर रात को होता था. सारे मशवरे रात को होते थे. It was 9, 10, 11, 12. Abu Hanifa is not in the palace yet. The atheist is waiting. And the atheist is making a joke. He says, see, king, I told you there is no one who can debate with me. There is no God. Nobody can prove there is a God. The scholar which you sent a message, maybe he is fearing now. Wo har gaya. Usko dar lag raha hai. اب ایک بجے تو ابو حنیفہ داخل ہوئے, السلام علیکم, پیلس کے اندر داخل ہوئے. دا کنگ سیز, کیسے؟ آئی سینڈ یو اے میسج ایٹ 8 o'clock, یو ہیو ارائیوڈ ایٹ 1. واٹس دا میٹر, واٹ ہیپنڈ؟ اسے ایک عجیب بات ہوئی, سم تھنگ ایکسٹرا آرڈینری ہیپن. واٹ ہیپن؟ اسے آئی کیم ٹو دا, بیکاز دیر واز اے ریور Euphrates in the middle, on the other side was the palace, and Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh used to reside on the other side. So now he came to the river coast. He said there was no boat. All the people who hire boat, they were gone. So how should I cross the bridge? How should I cross the river? There was no bridge. So king said, what happened? He said, I stand near the beach, and I started thinking what to do now. And suddenly I see some planks coming out from the river. And patte nikalne lage, lakdi ke patte. Then I saw they started joining to each other. And suddenly I see it formed like a boat. And then I saw some nails coming out from the water. And then I saw a hammer coming out and started hammering the nails in the wood. Then I saw a sealant coming out. They say, plumber look sealant use karte ni bathroom ke andar, shower ke andar. And it sealed all the gaps between the wood. And then I saw the boat sailing towards me. It came near the shore and then it bent down. Without words telling me, Abu Hanifa, now you can sit in the boat. Sit, come and sit down. So I sat in the boat. Then it started sailing. I reached the other shore. Then it went down again. Abu Hanifa, you can get down now. So Barsha, king, I spent 5 hours in this. As soon as he mentioned these stories, the atheist, he stood up. He says, how can it be possible? Wood can come out from the water by itself. Then they join together by itself. Then the nails can come out. And then somebody will hammer. There is no human there. And then the sealant will come out. It will fill all the gap. And the boat will sail towards you. And you will sit in the boat. And it will bring you on the other shore. How is it possible when there was no one there? Abu Hanifa says, this is your reply. If there is no Allah, how did the sun come? How did the moon come? How did the day come? How did the light come? How did he create all the inhabitants of the world? How did he create all the animals of the world? So if that was not possible, then how is it possible that there is no creator? That is ran away. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, he was asked, how did you come to the conclusion there is a creator? He said, I studied the tree of mulberry, the plant of mulberry. Shehtut, Urdu mein shehtut kehte. Very good fruit, eat it. There is a lot of benefits. You will get in the market. Shehtut. He said, I studied the plant of the mulberry. And then I came to a conclusion that when a goat eats the leaf of the mulberry plant, the mulberry plant, the leaf ends up making the droppings of the goat. Uska pakhana banta hai. But when a deer eats the leaf of the mulberry plant, then the mulberry plant's leaf, it becomes musk. ये जो मस्क अत्तर मिलता है नहीं, वो हिरन के नाफ से निकलता है. इट कम्स आउट फ्रॉम द नेवल ऑफ द डियर. सो व्हेन द डियर ईट्स द प्लांट, इट बिकम्स मस्क. एंड व्हेन द सिल्क वर्म ईट्स दैट प्लांट, सिल्क वर्म, देन इट प्रोड्यूसेस सिल्क. So in the same leaf, who is creating the dropping? Who is creating the musk? And who is creating the silk? I came to the conclusion that there is one creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now somebody comes to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi. He said, how did you come to the conclusion? He said, I saw a palace made out of silk. There was no door inside, no window inside, no hole inside. Then inside that silk palace, I saw a golden palace. And then suddenly I see the wall of the palace cracks. And I see something alive coming out from it. Somebody asked, what is there? He said, an egg. In the egg, there is no window. There is no door. There is no hole. And inside you see the white stuff in the egg. That is the white palace. And then the yolk inside, the golden palace. And then when the chicken sits on it for 21 days, it hatches the egg with the warmth of the chicken, or nowadays there are machines. And the egg is hatched and I see a chicken coming out alive. So who placed that life in that palace, in the egg? And then he said, everybody of you have got in your house. Have you ever pondered about that palace? So somebody asked, what palace? He said, egg. Egg is a palace. Silver, and then inside golden palace. And then chicken comes out from it. So I pondered on it and I came to the conclusion that there is a creator who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers, let us ponder on the creation. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal aud wa akhtilafi al-layli wal nahar la ayatin li ulil albab الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. So this is how we build up our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Inshallah, I will not be here with you for 2 weeks. I am flying abroad. May Allah make dua for me. Allah grant a safe journey. And another request to brothers is that when we leave the masjid, whether it is Juma namaz, whether it is Asr, Maghrib and Isha, what I have noticed is that we all, including myself, we all make a lot of noise here where the shoe rack is. Lot of noise. We talk loudly. We don't even think there are people reading Salah in the masjid. They're reading Zikr, they're reading the Quran, they're making Dua in the masjid. We make so much noise. So brothers, try to avoid it. People are living around the mosque as well. So we should not hurt anyone with our tongues. If you want to talk, we go on the road and then we can talk for hours and hours. Nobody is going to tell you move away from there. But in the vicinity of the mosque, in the premises of the mosque, the etiquettes of the masjid should be adopted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.